holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, all right, all right. We're back with Be Holy. Listen, today we're going to talk about being watchful. We got to be watchful and be careful to watch for any possible danger or evil and stay away from it. All right. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. So you got to pay attention to what's going into your heart and what's in your heart, because if you don't, evil will sneak its way in, and if evil sneaks its way in, it could actually ruin what your heart produces and what your mind produces. It says here, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. So if evil was able to sneak in and somehow ruin the life in your mind or life in your heart, it could bring forth the total opposite. It could bring forth death. It could bring forth death. Luke 6 and 45. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces what? Good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, this is why I tell people not to curse. You know, first of all, you can't be saved and cursing. But when people are cursing, that tells you what's in their heart because of what they say. And what they're saying tells it all. Regardless of what they do, you sit there and hear what they say. Once you see what they say and hear what they say, you'll know what's in them. If they always speak evil things, then evil is in them. Make no mistake about that. If all they say is evil, that's evil that's in them. Listen to the music that people put out. If all that music says evil things, things against God, things against the orders of God, things against the commandments of God, those people who sing those things, those people who write those things, they are evil, and evil has snuck in. And so because of the saints, you know, a lot of times saints like to listen to secular music. Sometimes they like to sing secular music. But you got to watch what you're doing, because what you say tells what's in you. If you speak evil, there is evil in you. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good things. Luke 6, 45. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. What he thinks is what his mouth is going to say. Oh, they can try the political correctness, the politically correct way of saying things now, but you catch them when they're talking and being free. Oh, you'll see the evil. Matter of fact, when they're doing a politically correct thing, that's even more evil, because they're covering up the evil, trying to be politically correct, make you think that it's something else, or say, or they're trying to say something else, but really they're still saying the same thing, but they're just covering up the evil, because you wouldn't like them if they actually told you the evil that they were thinking. Politically correctness, politically evil. And so whatever's in your heart is what your mouth is going to speak. Matthew chapter 12, you brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? This is John the Baptist. I think this is who this is. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. No, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. But it's still the Holy Ghost. But John said something that's similar to this. You vipers is what he called them. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the good person out of his good treasure brings forth good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth what? Evil. So no matter how much they go to church, doesn't matter how much everybody on the office loves them, if they speak evil, it's evil within them. There's no evil within them. Mark 7, 21 and 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts. Sexual morality, immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within, and they defile a person. So all of the evil thoughts, the sexual immorality, having sex before you're married, homosexuality, all of that comes from within. Theft, thieving, that comes from within. Murder, all of that stuff comes from within. That's why they say those things. That's why they do those things. It comes from within, and it defiles a person. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me. Most people don't want God to search them, because if God search them, he going to find something. But right here it says here, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Remember that holiness thing I was telling you about? There's a way. It's called holiness. And when you're holy, you can tell God, hey, try my thoughts and try my heart and all of that and see if there's anything in me that I got to get rid of. But most people don't want God to, like I said, to find anything or to search him, because he's going to find something. Proverbs 13 and 3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. See, if you don't have malice in your heart, you don't have anything to say that's evil. But these people who have evil things to say, it's evil within them. And if they have evil in them, it's only a matter of time before they come to ruin. See, it's not always come to ruin in this present life. Most times, it's when God's going to judge everybody. They're guaranteed to come to ruin then. If all they've ever spoken was evil and unrighteousness and deceit and envy and strife, if that's all they've ever said and made mention of, because that's what's in them, Lord help us, they won't be saved, because that's what's in them. If you're speaking the things of God, if you're speaking the words of God, then God is in you. But if you don't speak the words of God, you can't say God is in you. You can't say it. You just can't say it. Jeremiah 17 and 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick or wicked. Who can understand? Who can know it? That's the heart. So God's got to come within to change that heart so that you can talk right. You can't even talk to your children right if you don't have God. You can't. You can't even... we can't do our jobs at the office right until God comes in to change our hearts. We can't do it right. We're going to do some sidestep something, do something else, change something, be wicked in some other kind of way. Well, if we're going to do the job right, we got to have God in us, because the heart can't be trusted. You know how people always say, oh, God knows our hearts. Here's what God said. The heart is deceitfully wicked. It's deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can actually understand it? That's the heart, your mind, the way you think. Woo. Then Jesus says again in Matthew 15, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. Proverbs 23:19, hear my son and be wise. Proverbs 23:19, hear my son and be wise and direct your heart in the way. Direct your heart in the way. Direct your mind in the way of God. Direct your mind in the way of God so that you can keep evil from entering your heart, because the heart and your mind is where all the life springs out. Listen, if the life is killed within your mind, only death is going to come out. Only evil is going to come out. And you can't afford to do that and be saved. So you got to have God come in and clean your whole mind up. That's the whole thought behind the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, let this heart be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, so that you can talk right. Because if you got Christ Jesus in you, the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost is in you, then you can talk right. But you can't talk right if the Holy Ghost is not in you. All you're doing is calling on Jesus and thanking the Lord. But if your heart's not right, it's just not right. And when it's not right, you're just being spiritually correct. You're just saying all the right things so nobody notices that you have evil in you. And when I'm talking to you, when I say you, I mean me too. If I'm speaking evil, is something wrong with me? We can't be evil and saved. We can't speak evil and be saved. We have work to do. Hear my son and be wise and direct your heart in the way so that you can always, always, always bring forth life and never death.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.